from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And I want to head out to the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer, and welcome in our good friend Jason Longshore, Atlanta United analyst, host of Atlanta Soccer Tonight, and been a busy weekend for him, as it always is, on the call for the Twos last night. They picked up three more points, and that was a game that could be heard right here on 92.9 The Game. So awesome stuff there. Jason, let me start here, because I got a lot of different places to take you. Do you want to start with Atlanta United right now, or would you like to do a little bit of Olympic discussion?
Dealer's choice.
All right, let's get to the women's Olympic discussion real quick. Obviously, the U.S. women, an incredible golazo from Trinity Rodman, just a left-footed, bending, upper nine, just an incredible strike yesterday. And as they advance, and they're now going to – that was against Japan in extra time. Now they'll face Germany. But the question I have for you is the debut of Emma Hayes, and how does this team look dangerous? How does this team look different for her in her first big tournament as a manager?
It's been good. I think we're only really scratching the surface of what Emma Hayes's effect is going to be on this women's national team, because she hasn't really had the group for all that long of a period of time. The deeper you go in this tournament, that actually helps a little bit. You're not training per se, but you're able to get to know people, get to know personalities, get to know their playing personalities a little bit more. What I like that she's settled on, and I had questions when you went away from, I don't want to say a traditional nine, but Alex Morgan, who has led the line for this team for so many years and does such a great job of bringing others into the play. You went with the front three of Sophia Smith, of Mallory Swanson, and of Trinity Rodman, and you don't really have like that one true nine down the middle with that group. All of them are capable of it. All of them are capable of dropping a little deeper. All of them can play in wider positions. And it's that fluidity between those three that, to me, has been the hallmark of this team in this Olympic Games. And you get three players who are all comfortable with one another, are good friends off the field, and their chemistry is just undeniable. I think Swanson might be one of the best players in the world after coming back from injury, and that's not easy to accomplish. I think you see how important she would have been in the last World Cup, but was injured earlier in 2023. She's back on fire right now. Sophia Smith is outstanding, and Trinity Rodman, if she starts adding goals like that to her game, then this U.S. attack is as good as it gets in the world.
They also just, and not like in previous tournaments they haven't, it just, and I know this is such a dumb comment, people have used it as to like why the Braves have struggled this season, but like they just seem to be smiling more. They just seem to be having fun. And that comes with when you are scoring 3-4 goals a game. But it correlates to being loose out there. I think that's what you saw from Trinity Rahman. She said she blacked out. She said she received the pass and didn't remember anything until the ball had hit the back of the net. It just goes to being a loose environment, a fun team to be on right now.
It goes to being a team that can play on instinct as well. And Rodman is such a creative player. She loves the skill moves. She loves to go 1v1 with players. I think what has jumped out to her at up to this stage of her career has been her ability to create chances. If she starts adding the goals to it, then you're talking about one of the best players in the world and one of the most impactful players in the world. This group just, you never know how chemistry is going to come together. You never know when you put a group of 18 players and some alternates, you know, on a trip to Europe, and are they going to get along? Are they going to have fun? Are they going to be cool with one another off the field? You never know until you get there. This group, I think it's a little younger. I think they're all kind of on the same like vibe, and they're all kind of on the same like area in terms of how they want to establish themselves as top professionals and carry that mantle of what it means to play for the U.S. women's national team, where everybody's gunning for you. It's just a fun group to watch, and I can't wait to see them in the semifinal.
Jason Longshore joining us here, Atlanta United analyst, but also covers all things soccer, especially on Atlanta Soccer Tonight, in which he is host of. And so I want to switch from the men's, from the women's to the men's. And obviously we're going to have a different tone this short discussion. But look, it was disappointing. The score lines were totally embarrassing. Twice in four games, you got ran off the field. Now, I understand it was a good first competitive half against France, but at the end of the day, the score line was what it was. And then obviously you get thrust aside by Morocco. So it's a U23 tournament, but what are your general takeaways from the quarterfinal exit?
Yeah, I think number one, it is a U23 tournament. So, and it's not even your best U23s. You're missing some players that would be age eligible for that. So they did, honestly, about what you should have done. France was going to be a difficult matchup at home in the opener. It proved to be, although it was a good start. I think up until the second goal, it was a good performance. You've got to convert on your chances when you have them to get back in the game. And that's kind of the story with Morocco as well. It's a good performance up until they take the lead. You have a chance to level it with one of your overage players, our old friend Miles Robinson. And he's a center back for a reason, not a forward, but it's an opportunity that falls to him. If that goes to 1-1, we're having a very different conversation. Like, game state is such a key element when you get into tournament play. We talk about it a lot with Atlanta United, but tournament play, it changes everything in these games when that goal is scored. And after the U.S. had to start chasing the game more, you're in 1v1 situations, and you go back and you look at the Nathan Harriel 1v1 where he gets caught for pace out wide on the right. You look at the Kevin Paredes one on the left where he goes up to try to win the ball, and he doesn't win the ball, and he doesn't commit the foul and stop the break, and you're exposed. When you get to that point, there are some differences when you're talking about this U.S. men's roster against some of the matchups that they faced, especially with France and Morocco. It was about what you would expect it would be, and I don't know if we really learned anything new. I think some players got valuable minutes in these kinds of games, which is good, as they try to progress into the senior national team picture. I think Tanner Tessman is definitely one to watch. But beyond that, I think they met the expectation, and unfortunately the results are going to be remembered more than that.
Jason, look, I'm not going to lie, because Caleb Wiley is always kind of going to be our guy here in Atlanta. I was disappointed not to see him more. I really was.
Yeah, me too. And it's tough when you get into these kinds of conversations, whether we're talking like age group or national team, where there's two talented players in the same position. And in this case, there is. John Tolkien and Caleb Wiley are both very good, are both strong left backs. I would have liked to have seen Wiley more as well. And it's not a knock on Tolkien. I don't think Tolkien was bad in this tournament. You look at one of the goals that's conceded, and again, it's after two or three mistakes ahead of time. He's a little slow to come across to follow the runner, who came from the outside in to the near post. And that's one that we've seen Caleb Wiley make that defensive play. So I would have liked to have seen Wiley more, for sure. But when you're looking at these age group tournaments and you're a coach and you have to think big picture as well as short term, Tolkien, this was his opportunity at the Olympics. Wiley will have another one. And I think that's something to keep in mind, is he's really ahead of schedule when it comes to this age group and when it comes to where he is, I think, in the overall national team pool. He should be with the U-20s right now, and he jumped ahead to the U-23s and the Olympics. That's a credit to him, and I can't wait to see what he does over in Europe at Strasbourg, which we're expecting that loan will be announced any day now.
And one more question here, Jason Longshore, Atlanta United analyst, host of Atlanta Soccer Tonight here on 92.9 The Game. One more question for the men before we do dive into a couple of things I have for Atlanta United. But look, there have been some rumors that started up last night. If they do end up becoming true, just any initial thoughts on Pellegrino Matarazzo, who may be the next manager of the U.S. men's national team?
My question would be, he doesn't have the experience in terms of national team work, and that's a very different animal than a club team. But I do really like what he's done at the club level. And I think when you're talking about his impact on a team versus some of the other names that have been mentioned as either candidates or rumors or hopes from some in the media, I think he is a very interesting candidate. I would like to see at least the conversations be had. He's got to convince U.S. Soccer that he can make the jump from the club level to the national team. It's a big ask. I do like that he's also kind of outside the system, outside the bubble a little bit. I'm okay with that. I think he'll come in with a fresh set of eyes, and he'll also, though, understand the American player and the American mentality. So a lot to like about it, but I don't think it's an absolute slam dunk.
All right, Jason, I got three questions for Atlanta United here. We got about 4 or 5 minutes to get through them all, so let's get through it. Ronald Hernandez, an injury was announced yesterday morning. MCL is going to cost him 4 to 6 weeks. Does that set the stage, maybe starting today, for Pedro Amador's addition to really be felt by this club?
Yeah, I think it has to. I hate it for Ronald, who has been so good as of late, and we've had the chance to talk to him after games here lately. Just such a good guy, and a guy that you root for, and a guy that has been a club guy since walking in the door. He's done everything for Atlanta United, and I hate that when he's getting a consistent run of games and playing really well, an injury pops up and takes him out of that. The question with Amador is going to be fitness. You know, he was in an off season. I'm not sure where his fitness was when he walked in the door. He hasn't had a ton of time. I think 90 minutes would be a big, big ask for him. Is it possible? Perhaps. Depends on the pace of the game today. If it's not, then you're looking at, you know, Luis Abram sliding over to play the left back, which we have seen, or Matt Edwards potentially taking that spot. But I think Amador is good enough fitness wise to start and get you fairly deep into the second half.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that coming up, myself and Garrett Chapman, the Five Stripes Countdown, the potential of Matt Edwards having a bigger role with this team over the next couple of weeks. But we'll save that for about 90 minutes from now. Look, the stage is set here, Jason. It is Leagues Cup, the final day of group stage action for Atlanta United. I know there's some games in group stage tomorrow as well across the tournament. But for Atlanta United, it's today, and they have to win or win in penalty kicks. So what are some of the on-field challenges that Santos Laguna is going to present to today?
I think facing a team like Santos right now, it's a different style. It's Liga MX has a different feel. So there is a little bit of an extended kind of getting to know you period in the match early on. Santos hasn't been very good lately. They haven't scored a lot of goals lately. They're missing some pieces in their attack due to injury, but they're also hitting that desperation phase, and they really could care less how they win. It's all about winning for them. They need something. Nacho Ambriz is a very good manager. He was a league champion just a few years ago with León. You're talking about a very proud man who is struggling and probably getting to that point where job's on the line pretty close here with Santos Laguna. They need a win, and if that means they have to be defensive and sit a lot of numbers behind the ball and look to hit you on the break, they won't have any problem doing that. So that makes it difficult. You have to be able to break teams down. And Atlanta United, without Alexi Maranchuk, who won't be available just yet, got to get his visa, got to get him into the building and get him trained up. But you've got to find a way to break this team down, because I expect they'll put some numbers behind the ball and just try to extend this game at 0-0 as long as they can.
And Jason Longshore, Atlanta United analyst, final question for you. You mentioned Alexi Maranchuk. This is the first question I'll ask you about him, and then between now and when he actually debuts, I'm sure I'll have a couple of more. I actually don't want to focus on him necessarily. I want to ask you, in regards to his chance creation, who's the other player, not him, but who else benefits maybe the most from adding Maranchuk to the middle and to the offense?
Oh, I think there is a little bit of we have to wait and see, who else is going to get added. When Carlos Bocanegra spoke to the media, he said attacker. I know most have taken that to mean a striker. I don't think it necessarily is. You and I have both heard Garth Lagerwey in our pregame shows where he has mentioned winger as well. So let's hold that just a little bit. But I do think it could be the wingers who benefit a lot from having Maranchuk into the mix, because Daniel Rios is getting his opportunities, and he's absolutely taking advantage of them right now. So if you get more for him, that's great. If he gets the opportunity to score more goals, I have no problem with that. But I think it could be the wingers not having to create for themselves, but having that number 10 who can create opportunities for them. It just makes the attack more difficult to deal with, because there's more weapons, there's more options for where those chances are going to be coming from. I think the wingers could be the ones that benefit the most.
Atlanta United hosting Santos, Leagues Cup action. The call will start at 4 o'clock. Myself and Garrett will handle the 3 o'clock hour. Jason, look forward to hearing what you've got to say as they try and advance to the knockout round of 32. Thanks so much for joining me.
See you in a bit.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.